Okay. Today is Daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amid Beis by the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. So Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. B'nei Ma Namra Pashas Rotzchim B'Loshen Aza. Why is it that the Parsha of Rotzchim, which is the that when Yeshua mentions the whole idea of Yer Miklat, it's written B'Loshen Aza, which is basically a Loshen Kasha with tough language. I know it's written by tough language, because the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Yeshua leimor, daberu bnei Yisrael leimor, tnu lachem asarehim miklat asher dibarti aleichem." And it says, "B'loshon Aza," Rashi says, because all of Yeshua, it says when Hashem speaks to Yeshua, it says, "Vayomer Hashem." V'kan nemar vayidaber Hashem. It says vayidaber, which is a harsher lashon. The Ritva says no, it's because it says vayidaber three times in the pasuk. Why does it mention it? Why does it say three times in the pasuk? So he says, "Mipnei shehein shel Torah." He says, because this dibur is shel Torah. It's something that he's telling Yeshua to do something that's written in the Torah. Rashi says, "Aval shar amiros she'amar lo amar davar l'kayim mitzvah k'suva b'Torah chutz mizo." All the other things that he told him to say, he didn't say anything. He should be l'kayim mitzvah in the Torah. I mean, it says v'yisa v'yom v'layla. Okay, but except for this one, the only time he's telling him to do something that's written in the Torah. The Gemara says, "L'meimra d'chol dibur lashon kasha." That comes to you telling me, are you telling me that whenever Gemara, the Torah, the Navi uses the Lashon of Dibor, as opposed to Amira, is talking about a harsher Lashon? I don't know what the Nafmin is, but in, because yeah, Kimo Kedekhsev, because the Pasuk says in Bereshis, this is when the sons come back from speaking to Yosef. Before they know it was Yosef, they tell Yaakov, Diber Ha'ish Adonai Ha'aretz Itanu Kashos. He spoke to us Kashos. So Diber is connected to Kashos. To me, I mean, if Diber means Kasha, why do you have to have the word Kashos in the Pasuk? Then it's redundant. Okay, maybe just to teach us, to Megala to us, that's what it means. Okay, the Gemara says, Vatanya, we have a Pasuk in, I think this is Malachi. It says, the Pasuk says, Az Nidbaru Yirei Hashem, Ish El Re'eyu. Right? It says, then they will speak, those who fear God will speak to each other, you know, man to, Nimano Amano, each to each other. And Nidbaru, right, it says, Nidbaru, a Nidbaru, el lashosho nachas. They're going to speak nicely to each other, softly to each other. V'cheinu Omer also says, Yadber amim tachtenu. The nations underneath us, when we conquer the nations, they will speak underneath us. I mean, they're going to be soft to us. They're going to be, you know, subservient to us. They're going to be speaking softly to us. So here it says, the shorish of Daber is speaking, is about soft speech. So Gemara says, "Daber lichud, yadaber lichud." There's a difference between daber and yadaber and yadber. I think it's yadber, not right. It says the lashon of diber of a yadaber is lashon kasha, but nidberu or yadber is lashon nachas. Okay. Okay. Pligi bo. Now Gemara gives a machlokes as to what Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yeshua in lashon kasha in this harsh language. Pligibor Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanon, Chad Omer Mipnei Shiham, right? V'Chad Amar Mipnei Shehin Shel Torah. What's the reason why he was speaking harshly about the Yer Miklat? So the second one is what we saw already is because he's a Divrei Torah and he wants to be careful. Mizaris to do Divrei Torah, and the first one says because Mipnei Shiham, because he delayed, he didn't do it right away. Rashi says the last white line on top. Shelo hifri sham la'achar shalchalku miyad ad shenemar lo mipnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's supposed to do it right away. He didn't divide the Arei Miklat. He already divided the land, and he didn't set aside the Arei Miklat until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezaris him to do it. Okay. Pasuk then says, Vayichtov Yoshua, this is towards the end of Yoshua, Vayichtov Yoshua es hadvarim ha'ele v'sefer Torah Selukim. And Yoshua wrote these words in the Sefer Torah Selukim. He wrote it in the book of God. So what does it mean he wrote it in the book of God? He wrote it in the Sefer Yeshua. What does it mean he wrote it in the book of God? Chad Omer, Shemona Psukim. What this is talking about, that Yeshua wrote in the Sefer Torah Selukim, is the last eight Psukim of the Torah. You have the Machlokas, the Gemara, and Bava Basra, who wrote those last eight Psukim of Vayomas Moshe, from Vayomas Moshe to the end. And this Mandomer says that, you know, despite the fact that we say that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything in the Torah, it's everything minus the last eight Psukim. Chad Amar, when it says Dvarim Ha'ele, it's Arei Miklat. It says Yeshua wrote Arei Miklat, and it means that he wrote these things that were already written in the Sefer Elokim. He wrote them down in Sefer Yeshua. So Bishlam, well, I just gave away the last next piece of Gemara. But Bishlam Olam Andam Rishon Psukim Hand the Ksiba Sefer Torah Selakim. The one who says he wrote the last eight Psukim makes sense to that in the words Torah Selakim. These are actually in the Torah. They're in Torah Selakim. El Manda Amare Miklat My Sefer Torah Selakim. What does it mean he wrote it in the Book of God? Achikamar by Yiftov Yoshua B'Sifro that Yoshua wrote in his Sefer as Hadvarim Ha'elak Suvim B'Sefer Torah Selakim. These things, the parts of Ari Miklat, which were already written in Sefer Torah Selakim. The Gemara now brings another machlokas. Sefer, which means a Sefer Torah, shetifaro bepishtan. So you have a Sefer Torah who's, I guess they sewed it together with flax, right?
Thread.
Right, but pishtan is a flax thread. It's always a thread. It's always do it with the sinew. They folded it with flax. Sorry? So, well, we have to... When we learn the Gemara, we have to drop our preconceived notions that we know as the outcome, and remember that everything is a development, and follow as it goes through to get to our outcome, that we know what the halacha is. So Sefer Torah, did this just die? No. Okay. Sefer, Shetefaro, Bepishtan, Pligibar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir, Tzemachlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir, Chadam, or Kosher, one says the Sefer Torah is Kosher, V'chadam, or Pasul, and one said it's Pasul. So, Lidman the Amar Apostle, the one who says it's Apostle, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, this is by the Pasuk of Tefillin. It says, V'ayil chalos l'yidecho, z'krom b'ninecho, l'man tiyet Torah Hashem b'ficha. And there's a hekesh, see, of Torah and Tefillin, right? So, the itkish kol Torah kula Tefillin. The Torah, the writing of the Sefer Torah, is compared to Tefillin. Ma Tefillin, Allah Moshe Misina, the Tofer begidin. So, just like by Tefillin, we have Allah Moshe Misina, Gemara admits it's not a Psukim. So, Masorah, Allah Moshe Misina, that it has to be sown. Right, the stitching has to be done with sinew, with gidin. Af kol, all other sifrei kodesh that you write also has to be with tofron, be gidin, and therefore this sefer Torah that was sown with pishtan, was closed with pishtan would be possible. I the idach who says that it's kosher with the pishtan, the idach ki itkish lemutar bepicha, but l'shar halachos of lo itkash. The only thing that's connected, that they learn from one from the other, is what you're allowed to write, what the klaf's allowed to be. The klaf is only allowed to come by something that you're allowed to eat. You can't have a non-kosher animal's hide be used as the klaf. The klaf, we'll learn more about this in Menachos, but the hide has to be something that's kosher. So just like it has to, that's why it says, that's what it says, Mati Tosh Hashem Beficha, in your mouth, something you've got to put in your mouth. So just like by tefillin, it has to be a kosher hide. So to say Torah, it has to be a kosher hide. But it has nothing to do with what you sew it together with. And therefore, you'll be okay by doing it with pishtan. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Chazinan lehu letfilin debei chavivi. There's a big issue about whether the word should be tefillin here. The tefirei bikitana, that they were sewn together with pishtan. V'les hilchusukav asein. The halacha is not like him. Meaning you have to do it with gidim. That's what our halacha is. So the problem with the word saying Chazin lay the Tefillin Dvei Chaviva, Tefillin Chaviva means his uncle, which is Rav's uncle is Rabbi Chiya. The problem is that no one said you can do the Tefillin with Gidin. The pasuk that we learned was whether you're not Tefillin. We said for sure it has to. There's no one said you can do Tefillin with Pishtan. Tefillin we said for sure was with Gidin. The machlokus was whether or not you learn the Gidin from Tefillin to Sefer Torah. But no one ever said that you can do Tefillin with Pishtan. So the other side of the gear, so Zahazul and says Litfilin, it's Lisifre to his Svarim, the Bei Chaviva. And he had it, he held that you can do it with Pishtan. He didn't have this Limud. But we pass you have to do it with the Gitan. You can't do it with the Pishtan.
Which one is Rabbi Yehuda, which one is Rabbi
Meir? What do you mean?
Which?
I don't know, it doesn't say. It says Chadamar and Chadamar.
No.
So that happens oftentimes in the Gemara.
Huh?
It happens oftentimes in the Gemara. They know this is a machlokas and they just don't know which one's with.
Which one's with?
Okay. So now the next Mishnah says, and we know the halacha that when the person goes to Ir Miklat, when the Kohen Gadol dies, then the people who were exiled during his tenure are released from the Ir Miklat. So which Kohen Gadol? So the Mishnah says, because there are a bunch of Kohen Gadolim, different ways to become a Kohen Gadol, and there are multiple jobs that can have the status of Kohen Gadol. We'll see. Maybe there's another one. Echad Meshuach B'Shem in the Mishra. There's one who, the Kohen Gadol, well, just be patient, we'll see it in the Mishnah. Echad Meshuach B'Shem in the Mishra. Whether the Kohen Gadol was appointed because he was anointed with the oil, with the special oil. The Echad Merubi Begadim, or later on in history, when Rashi says from Thomas of Yoshiyahu that he was Gonez, he hid the Shem Lemishka, and the way you became the Kohen Gadol is why you actually just wore the eight begadim. So Echad Meshuk b'Shem Lemishka, the Echad Hamerubi begadim, the Echad she'avar mimishichu so, and whether the person was then sort of a dethroned Kohen Gadol. What does that mean? She'avar mimishichu so, Rashi says, she'ira psul b'Kohen Gadol. So you had Kohen Gadol A, who became Pasul. The Shemesh Acher Tachtov. And then so Kohen, the substitute came in, right? The backup quarterback came in. Ukeshin it's Rapa Kohen. And then when the starter healed, Chazlev Olaso, he took all the snaps now. The Avar Zemi Mishichuso. And the backup is now back on the bench. So he is a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar Mishichuso. If he dies also, if he was Mamuna, and then he was taken down, and then he dies, whoever I guess was incarcerated during his tenure also goes free. They all machzir netzaroseach. They also they get them if they pass away. The rotzeach goes free. That's three. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mashuach melchama machzir tzaroseach. Even the mashuach melchama. There's another kohen who goes out to battle. Right, he's the mashuach melchama. Rashi says kohen hamashuach lomer b'melchama tzarchei b'melchama. That's the guy who announces at the kohen at the war. Whoever's scared, you know, this person, that person. So that guy also, if he also passes away, releases the those who are in Ir Miklat. Lefichach, therefore, which this is what some halachas or midrashim have mazel, and this one has one of them has mazel, right? Lefichach imoseim shal kohanim misapkot lahen ksus michya ksus kadesh lo yispalu al b'neim sheimusu. The mothers of this Kohen Gadolim used to bring Kugel and Shalt every Thursday night to the people near Miklat, so they wouldn't die. So they would daven that he wouldn't die. Two things. Number one, meaning if they didn't bring it and they did daven, then they would die automatically. That's number one. Number two, these guys want to go free. So the food is better, is more important to them than going free. They want to daven for this Kohen Gadol to die. Yet, so, oh, but they're bringing me Shalt and Kugel on Thursday night. So why does the mothers just want the mothers just come and say hello? Would they have to give them ksus and what?
These are murderers.
Right. Well, that's the first. That's the same thing as number one. That they have to be worried about what their tefillahs are. Right. So the Gemara is.
The theme in the whole parable of Kohen was sad. Not really. I mean, we said, I know they really deserve it, but they did it by accident.
Yeah, yeah, but it was avoidable because it's not karav. It's not onus. It's not onus. They're still shogeg. You were negligent. It's like negligent homicide. They still go to jail for that. It's negligence, right? If it's gross negligence, then it's what? Right. Not like a freak accident. You're pulling the thing up, and be more careful when you're pulling something up. You know the case before where he's throwing rocks in the Rishus HaRabim. Be careful. What he's doing is yes, it's not premeditated, but it's still manslaughter. It's a lower level, but you're still getting 8 years. You're not getting life. You're getting 8 to 23, whatever it is you get in criminal court. It's still manslaughter for negligence, right? It's what's called criminally negligent homicide.
You call that murder, I guess.
He's a rotzeach, means he's someone who killed somebody. You're translating it. It's like article says murderer, but rotzeach just means someone who killed another. That's okay. So we know Hanimili. Where do we know this? That there are these three kohanim gedolim who threw their misa. Can all the people in the Ir Miklat go free? I guess anyone who went in while they were Kohan Gadolim. So Amar Rav Kahana, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, the three psukim that mention this idea of going free with the Misa of the Kohen Gadol. So then we have to find three Kohan Gadolim. So Amar Kra, one Pasuk says, Vayoshev ba admos Kohen Gadol. He sits in it until the death of the Kohen Gadol. Viksev, and then it says, like three or four psukim later, Ki b'ir miklato yeshev ad mos kohen gadol. He'll sit in the Ir Miklat until the death of the kohen gadol. Uksiv, and then it says again, I think in the same pasuk, la'acharei mos kohen gadol. After the death of the kohen gadol, he goes free. So for Rabbi Yehuda has a fourth one. So where does he get that fourth one? He says, ksiv kroachrina, there is another pasuk, which I think is like two or three psukim later after that. It says, la'shuv la'sheves ba'aretz, to go and sit in the land ad mos ha'kohen, until the death of the kohen. So there he says there's a fourth kohen. So okay, so there's a fourth kohen. So why does Tanna Kamma only hold three? It says v'idoch midiloksiv hagadol. It doesn't say kohen hagadol. It just says kohen. It's v'chad mehanuchu. It's referring back to one of the previous three kohanim gadolim that I mentioned. That's how he learns. That's how he learns that fourth pasuk. Right. Okay, lefichach imosein shakohanim is they bring them the food in order that they don't die, that they die, that the sons don't die. So it's taima. The reason why the kohanim don't die is lo mitzalu, is because these rotzchim didn't daven for their death. But ha mitzalu maisi, the Gemara asks our question. But if they daven, if the mothers didn't come, and these rotzchim shogeg prayed for the death of the kohen gadol, it would work. They would die, right? The Gemara says why? But haksiv, the pasuk says, katzipur lanud kadror lauf kein klaschinam lo savo. It's funny because if you look in the pasuk, it's low with a vav, not low with an aleph. But okay, the Gemara is learning it. They say like the bird that flies away, so too the curse, right? So too the curse that has chinam, the curse that doesn't have any tokef to it, curse from somebody who's a murderer, like you're saying, right? Lo savo, it won't come to be. So what are you worried about? So Amra hu sava mi pirkei de Rava Shmile. So this one elderly sage said that I heard in the drashas of Rava, Shahay lehen levakesh rachamim al doron velo bikshu. It's because the Kohanim Gedolim should have prayed and asked for mercy on the people of their generation that they wouldn't come about, I guess that they wouldn't come to, you know, negligent homicide, velo bikshu, and they didn't. Maybe they did, and the tefillah wasn't. I don't get it.
So what's
the right? Rashi says hilchach lav. No, Rashi says it different. He says hilchach lav klilas chinam hi. Rashi answers my question. Rashi says that we said klilas chinam is because the curse of the people has no reason to curse. It's klilas chinam. But if the Kohen Gadol should have been davening on behalf of his generation that there would be no shogi be'onis, and he didn't, so then it's no longer klilas chinam. Maybe he did daven, and it happened anyway. Oftentimes we daven and we ask for something, and the answer is no, or it's stayed for later, it's automatically, because there was a negligent homicide, that means the Kohen Gadol didn't daven? It doesn't mean he didn't daven. I understand the words, it's from like a Hashkafic standpoint, I guess for lack of a better term, I have issues with this. Okay, so Ika Dimasni. And there's those who learn that the mothers would bring the food and the clothing to the killers. I'll use the word killers instead of murderers. To the killers, kideisha yispalalu al b'neim shlo yamusu, that they should daven, not that they should prevent them from daven that they die, but to encourage them to daven that their sons live. So the Gemara asks, time of dematzlu, the only reason why these kohanim gedolim are going to live is because these killers are davening on their behalf. Halo matzlu maisi, but if they don't daven on their behalf, these Kohanim Gadolim would die. Why? Mahavile Mavid. What could the Kohen have done in order to prevent this killing? Hachyamrinant, they said here in Bavel, Tuvya Chata Vizigud Mangid, and Hasamar Mishchem Nasiv U Mavki Gazer. Basically, in this is Tuvya Chata, Tuvya sins, Vizigud Mangid, and this other guy gets lashes. So this guy kills Mishogig, so the Kohen Gadol is now going to die. Well, that's the statement in Bavel and Hasam and Eretz Yisrael. They say Shchem Nasiv, Shchem, meaning Shchem from the Parsha. Shchem gets married Umavgaai Gazir, and Mavgaai is just some citizen. He has to get bris mila. He has to pain himself. It's collective punishment. One guy does something, the other guy gets punished for it. What's going on? So Amar Usava. So then this elderly gentleman comes up. Yipirkei Rabbi Shamili Shahaya Lahen Levakish Rachim Al Doron, that this Kohanim Gadolim should have davin for mercy of their generation, v'lo bikshu, and they didn't. Therefore, they are what? Therefore, they're chotim, and therefore they deserve misa, and therefore they require the prayers of the killers in order to prevent them from dying. Right? Ki ha dahu gavra, like this mice that happened, dahu gavra da achla aryeh, it was a guy who got eaten by a lion, v'rechok tlasa parsi minei de Rabbi Shua ben Levi, in a distance of three parsos from where Rabbi Shua ben Levi was, the low ishtai Eliyahu Bahadi Tlasa Yomi. As a punishment, Eliyahu didn't come. Eliyahu Hanavi didn't visit Rabbi Yeshua for 3 days because he didn't daven well enough on behalf that no tragedies should befall. So it's incumbent upon the gedolim of each generation to daven and daven for behalf of the community that no tragedies should befall. And right, that's what the tefillah of the chazan. Right, right. He's the shliach. Oh, later on the Musaf. Yeah, in Chanami. You're right. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says name of Rav. The curse of a tabu chacham even though there was no purpose for it, there was no reason for it, still is going to end up coming to fruition. Minalan, how do we know this? Me'achitofel, from our good friend, from Achelek, Achitofel. So, Shebeshah Shekara David Shisin, when David was digging down the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, even though he wasn't allowed to build it, he dug the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, Kifat Tahoma, I guess he hit the main, and boy, the Mishtafa Alma, he hit the main of the world, and it was flooding the world. So Amar, so David says, Mahu lichto shem Hashem achaspa, u mishita b'tahoma, deleku aduchte. Can I write shem Hashem on a piece of paper, toss it down into the water, and that will mystically cause the water to stop flowing and prevent it from flooding the world. So leka da amale mide. So promise, can you write shem Hashem? It's going to get erased. Can you do it to write shem Hashem? So lekad am lemidi. So there was no one there who can answer him. So Amar David gets up and says, Kol hayodeya davar zeh ve'eno omro. Whoever knows the answer to this and doesn't say it, yichanek begrono. He'll be strangled. He'll suffocate. He'll be strangled. So Nasach Yitova Kabachomer. So Yitova was the biggest Tavachachom, and he made a Kabachomer. He said as follows: Umalas v'shalman ishto ishto amar Torah shemishenetta bekedusha yimachar al mayim. The Torah says, when it comes to the Sota, in order to encourage Shalom Bayis, he's going to allow his name to be erased in the water. So the Cholam Kula, in order to prevent discord in the entire world with all this water coming to be flood, well, Kol Shekin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't say, I don't know, Pekuach Nefesh, I thought you can do it right away. It's not one of the big three, but okay. He says, well, Kol Shekin. So Amrale, so Akhtobah says, Shari, it's Mutter. So Kus of Shem, Achaspa. So David wrote the name of Shem on this piece of clay, this piece of pottery. Shod Yatahoma, and he threw it down into the center of the earth, into the Tahom, and Nachas v'kamadukte, and the water went down and stood in its place. It stayed. He fixed the pipe. Vafil hachi, nevertheless, and at the end, Achitofel was strangled. Right? It says Ksiv Achitofel ra kilon esasaso. Achitofel was now he was advising Avshalom, and they weren't listening to him, so he knew it was all lost. By Yechavoshes Achamor, he put up the donkey. By Yoka, by Yelech Beso, El Iro, he went to his house in the city. By Tzavis Beso, he took care of his affairs, he wrote his will, whatever it was. By Yechanek, and then I guess he hung himself. So you see that the curse of David, even though somebody said something, nevertheless, it came to fruition. The problem I have is, it says, David said, whoever knows it and doesn't say something will get strangled. Achitofel said something. So why does it apply to Achitofel? Maybe because it should apply to somebody else. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avohu. Right, I understand that, but the Gemara is now tying it to this specific reason, right? Amar Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi says, "Kill us chacham afil watznai hiba." The curse of a chacham, even if it was given al tanai, it's still going to come into fruition. You have to be careful. Chacham is aruba devrechem. You have to be very careful what you're going to say, right? Things that a rabbi says have carry so much more weight. It can be so much more beneficial to a person. It can be so much more damaging to a person, depending on where it comes from. Same thing with a parent to a child. It's very, very careful what you say. Because Amir Mavo Kilas Chacham Afil Watznai Hiba Minalan. How do we know that? From Eli. The Amar Eli. So the story's going on. Is Shmuel kept having these nevuas, and he kept hearing these things. And part of what he was saying about Chafni, he was hearing about Chafni and Pinchas, about Eli's children, that they were misbehaving, right? And Eli wanted to know what Shmuel had to say, and Shmuel refused to let him know. Right, so Eli the Amr Eli the Shmuel. So Eli says to Shmuel, "Kol yaseh lecha Elokim." This is what God should do to you. V'chol yotziv, and God will add that to you. In tichachem ein devar. If you hold back any what he said to you, meaning whatever he said to you, if you hold back from me what he said, then that will happen to you. Whatever your highness me should happen to you.
As the example, it's a better example.
Which one? Oh, by Rachel. Much
better example.
No chanami. He says, "Vayagelo Shmuel has called very velo kicha mimeno." So Shmuel ended up telling Eli everything, and he didn't withhold anything. And nevertheless, Shmuel's kids did not follow, in his righteous path. So the curse of Eli came to fruition. I don't know what the difference is between what's the difference of kilas tacham afilu bechinam and kilas tacham afilu betnai. It's the same thing. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Nidui al tnai. If someone is put into nidui, sort of a cherem, even though it's conditionally, meaning only if A happens will it be in nidui, nevertheless, tsarech hafara. You still get put into nidui, and you still need to be matir the nidui. Minalan, How do we know this? Mi Yehuda. I know you guys think we're still in Sanhedrin now, doing all the Agadot. It doesn't go to the end of the Masechta. It says, Tzorach Hafar, Minolam Yehuda, from Yehuda. Because Yaakov, Yehuda tells Yaakov Yehuda is trying to convince Yaakov to let him take Binyamin. So Yehuda says, V'im lo hevi yosov eilecha, if I don't bring him back to you, Pasuk continues, V'hitzagtiv lefanecha v'chatos lecha chol hayamim. Yehuda basically put himself in self-nidoy if he doesn't bring Binyamin back. And that self-nidoy forever. Kol hayamim is forever, including olam haba, if he doesn't return Binyamin. And nevertheless, even though he returned Binyamin, nevertheless, he gets put into nidoy. Before we do, I just want to go back. The whole story of David and Achitofel is a bit problematic chronologically. I didn't know this, but the story is taking place that when David is digging the foundation. But David didn't buy the field of Yerushalayim till three years after Achitofel died. Tosu says, Tosu says that maybe what happened was is that David knew he was eventually going to buy it, and I guess they were in negotiations, so Arnon HaYebusi allowed him to start digging the stuff in advance. He was digging it beforehand. He didn't own it just yet, but he was still digging, and that's when Achitofel was still alive. Right?
He got permission from him.
Right. He got permission from
pre-purchased borings.
Right, why not? So
that's Rashi, it's not those.
So
samples. Still Rashi on the left side, right?
The left side. Oh, it's Rashi, you're right, in economic. You're right. That's right, that's Rashi. That's all the left side, I assume. But it's Rashi. Okay. So next. Right. Okay. Right. So now we're talking about Yehuda. So Yehuda says that. So Yehuda's still in the Chayrim, even though he brought Binyamin back. So Gemara says, how do we know? The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan says, my deceit. The pasuk says in Zos Abracha, Yechiru Vein VaAyamos, and then it says Vezos LeYehuda. So what's going on? Why is Moshe connect the bracha of Yehuda to the bracha of Reuven? Why does he not write the? Why does he say VeYehuda Vezos LeYehuda? Why does he say? Why is he Vizos Liyuda? Why is he connected? So he says, Kol Osan Arboim Shonos HaYisrael B'Midbar, all 40 years that Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, Atzmosov Shehuda HaMugugalim Ba'aron. I guess his skeleton wasn't intact. His bones were basically rolling, because I guess he's in Nidoy. He couldn't be at rest. Ad She'amad Moshe V'kish Lev Rachman, until Moshe got up and asked Rachamim on Yehuda, and Amar Arlefanov, and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, Mi Garam L'Ruvin Sheyodeh, who caused Reuven to admit his sin? It's Yehuda, right? It's Yehuda. Because it's Yehuda, I guess. Vizosli Yehuda. So, that's why I guess it compares Reuven to Yehuda. Therefore it says Vizosli Yehuda. Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. It says Vizosli Yehuda. Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. So, all Evrei Lesafa. So I guess all his bones got together. But Velo Hava Kama Aile Lemesifta Rakia. They didn't let him into the yeshiva. He still wasn't allowed into the yeshiva. So he had to call somebody that he knew in order to get him into the yeshiva. Some things don't change. Right? Ve'elamo tivieno. You know, and then so Moshe says, ve'elamo tivieno. So he got into the yeshiva. He got into the yeshiva, but now he wasn't really, listened to in the yeshiva. He needed help. He needed a tutor. So he got it right. He didn't know how to the shock of a tarion by Rabbanan. So he says, yadav rav lo. That he will have the power now to fight in the Masifat Rakia. But lo have yada lepruke kushya. He didn't know how to answer kasha, and it says the ezer mitzarav to yes. You see from here that it took Moshe's tefila in order to get Yehuda into out of the nidoy, even though the nidoy was only al tanai and the tanai wasn't fulfilled. So Tosa says also it says Maria says who caused Reuven to do tshuva? Well, he says that Yehuda caused Reuven to do tshuva because Yehuda did tshuva by the Maase of Tamar. But there's another medrash, right? Tosa says. Tema, right? The Armina Medrash. There's a Medrash that says Vayoshev Reuven al Abor. After they threw Yosef in the pit, Reuven was Vayoshev al Abor. So Mehechan Shav. Where did he return from? He says Mibes Aviv. The Medrash says from the house of his father. She Yosef Betainus al Maisa Bila. Vizaya Kodem Maisa Yehuda. He did Shuvah before Yehuda. This Gemara is telling us that he did Shuvah at Yehuda's behest. And the other Medrash says that he did Shuvah on his own. So what's going on? So Tosu says, Yishlom, to be called Mokum, Lohoda Barabbi, my Maisa Yehuda. He may have done private tshuva, but he wasn't Moda to others. He wasn't Moda in public until the Maisa Yehuda. Or, as we often say, it's Macholkos Medroshim. That's all. This Gemara is also Cholik on another Medrash. Because this Gemara and the other Gemara says that Yehuda did actually something wrong. And there's another Gemara that says, whoever thinks Reuven sinned, ain't no El Toa. But here it's clear, he had to do, what is he doing tshuva on? So, right, I mentioned it before. So sometimes. No, it's machlokas. It's machlokas. One man don't hold one way, one man don't hold another way.
And they're both right.
What?
And they're both right.
Depends. If you take all the Midrashim as literally as that actually happened, then you got a problem. But if you don't take them necessarily so literally, and you're learning, you're taking the Midrashim for what they are, which is to teach us something, then they're both right. Yeah. You know, the tighter you hold, sometimes the harder it is. Okay. I'm being recorded now, so I got to be careful. fine. So Yivai Luhu. Gemara, the Mishnah mentioned the Misa of the three Kohanim Gedolim. So Gemara asks, well, is it a Misa individually? If only one dies, do they have to wait for all three to die in order to be released? So Yivai Luhu, the Misas Kulan Hu Choser, O Dilma the Misas Echa Mehem. Does he return the lead of your Miklat when all die, or only when one dies? So Tashma, we're going to have a Raya from, I think this is the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. So let's say the Psak Din that he goes to Golos takes place, and there's at that moment in time, there is no Kohen Gadol. There's no Kohen Gadol. So Eina Yotze Misham Le'olam. He never leaves, because you only get relief. Right. If he dies, when Kohen Gadol, who was there when you were convicted, dies. But at this point, there was no Kohen Gadol when you were convicted. Eina yotz misham la'olam. V'im isa, and if you hold, I think it means if you hold that all three have to die, right?
Here it says any one of the three.
Ah, okay. V'im, that makes sense. Thank you. V'im isa, that you any one of the three kohanim would die. L'had to be d'hanach. Why do I care that there's no kohen gadol? Let him be released with the misa of any of the other. Of the other ones. Okay, so it's very answer. Gemara says Bileka. What's the kasha? There is nobody else. There's nobody else right now. They're waiting for the appointment to go through. I think there should be like an app. You know, if there's no Kohen Gadol, they suspend all these cases and don't convict anybody until the Kohen Gadol is appointed, because then you're gonna have this guy sitting in your mikla forever.
No, because according to that, you saw that the third category is the temporary Kohen Gadol.
But they don't have one, you say Bileka.
It could be a lot of those.
What?
It could be a lot of those.
But Bileka. There isn't anybody. There's nothing there right now. There's nobody there right now. And therefore...
Eretz Yisrael establishes an
Hedra. But you didn't have that case.
Huh?
If Eretz Yisrael would establish an Hedra right now, there wouldn't be a case.
Right. So I would think, though, that don't judge the cases until the... If there's no Kohen Gadol, they'll send out messengers not to judge any of these cases until the Kohen Gadol is appointed.
So if the Kohen Gadol had been alive at the time of the inadvertent killing, but died before...
So we'll see the next Mishnah. We'll see what's going on in the next Mishnah.
Yeah, Mishnah says, though...
See you next
month. Another mission says in Yom that they automatically put one
right before Yom Kippur.
So there's never a time that there isn't this third guy.
Right, but it happens to be. Right, as we always say, whatever needs to work, it works. That's how the Gemara says. It says it's a bit of Lekka.
The wife,
right?
He has to dumb.
Not the wife. They have a second guy set aside.
Yeah, they have to be.
Not the guy.
They also have a second wife set aside.
Right. Right. Yeah.
They also have a second wife.
Right.
They need approval from the search community. Gave their recommendation to the board. The board's now waiting for the membership approval. There's a whole process, I guess. All right. Okay.
The purpose weren't going well.
Okay. So now the Gemara is going to actually quote this Mishnah and see if your case comes up. Okay. Mishnah Nigmar Dino. After they made the Psak Din, Mace Kohen Gadol. Right. So the guy was convicted, but he didn't go to the Ir Miklat yet. And in between the conviction and his exile, the Kohen Gadol dies. Hareze Eino Gola, he's off. He doesn't go to Ir Miklat, and therefore Yesh Bodom, if the Gola Adam kills him, the Gola Adam is at fault. Right? But Im Achelo Nigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol, but if the Kohen Gadol died prior to the adjudication, right, Uminu Acher Tachtov, and then they appointed somebody else, right, Vila Acher Mikan Nigmar Dino, and then there was Nigmar Din, right, Choser Risasson Shashreini. So it's fine. Then this newly appointed Kohen Gadol, he's the one who his death is going to release him. Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, but if the verdict is passed and there is no Kohen Gadol at the time of the verdict,
So the whole point being is that as long as there's a Kohen Gadol at the time of the verdict, that's the Kohen Gadol who you look at, right? So Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol, right? Or someone Hore Kohen Gadol, a guy actually killed a Kohen Gadol. The Chen Kohen Gadol Shaharag, or the Kohen Gadol himself killed somebody, Eino Yotz Misham Olam. Those three people never leave. They're stuck. The Eino Yotz, and he does not leave. You're in the Ir Miklat, you're in the Ir Miklat. That's where you are. The Eino Yotz Lo Le'edus Mitzvah. You can't go out if you needed to be a witness. Right, Eos Mitzvah, I guess, it's to be Kiddush HaLavana. I guess these guys in the Ir Miklat saw the Lavana, and they want to testify that they saw the Lavana for Kiddush HaChodesh. They can't. Velo Be'edus Mamon, they can't testify about, you know, any civil cases. Velo Be'edus Nefashos, or any capital cases. Vafili Yisrael Tzvichimlo, even if he's needed, even if he's needed by the nation. Vafili Sar Tzavoy Yisrael Kiyo Ben Surya, even if he is the top, even if he's the top general, like Yo Ben Surya, he doesn't go. The pasuk says, "Asher nas shama," that he goes and runs there. Shamti diraso, that's where he lives. Shamti mitaso, that's where he dies. Shamti ekvuraso, that's where he's buried. When she's in, he doesn't go out unless the Kohen Gadol dies. Nothing. Can't go out.
Irrespective of the
Gol Adam, irrespective of the need, he's in there. He's stuck in there. That's it.
No regals.
What? Nothing. He stays in there. He can't do anything. He doesn't leave. Shamtia diraso, shamtia misaso, shamtia kiraso. He can't leave for his daughter's graduation. He can't leave for the Hanukkah party. He can't leave for the Chumash play. He can't leave for any reason whatsoever. Any reason you guys come up with, he cannot leave. Right, correct. Until, no, it's a life sentence until unless the Kohen Gadol dies beforehand. What?
Unless he's the Kohen Gadol.
Unless, what? Then it's a life sentence.
He's Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Yeshiva dies.
Doesn't matter because he's the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Kohen Moshe says the Kohen Gadol doesn't, if he kills with Shog, he never leaves. He's there at all.
Has it worked with alternates now before other people? Has it worked in terms of?
What do you mean? If any of those three die, he goes out.
Oh,
right. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah then says, Kishem She'ir Koletes, just like the city inside the walls, I guess, grabs the Horu Meshogim, and therefore that's like the safe zone, he's on base. Kach tchum akolet. So too the tchum, meaning once he gets in between 2,000 amma of the city, he's considered in, and the Gol Adam has no permission. So roseach sheyotza chutz l'tchum. He sneaks out at night and he goes at chutz l'tchum. Umitzao Gol Adam. I guess the Gol Adam is waiting for him. Rav Yosef Levi Omer mitzvah biyad Gol Adam. The Gol Adam has a mitzvah to kill him. Urishus biyad Gol Adam. And every other person besides Gol Adam has permission to kill him. Rabbi Kiva says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Rishus b'yad Gol Adam. The Gol Adam doesn't have to kill him. If he does, ein odam, he has permission. The kol ha'adam chayav malav. And any other person who kills the killer is chayav misa for killing him. Because he's not, it's retzach. Okay, we'll get to that. I don't think we'll get that today, but we'll get to that. Okay. So my taima, what's the reason why, what's the source that if it's Nigmar Dino and then the Kohen Gadol dies, then he's off scot-free. He doesn't go. Even though he never got the Golos, right? We thought that the Golos is actually part of the Kapara. So, just a little for today. So, Amar Avaye, Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Ma Misha Golok Kvar Yotze Achshav. Someone who already went into Golos goes out when the Kohen Gadol dies. So, Misha Lo Gola, whoever didn't go into Golos yet, Eno Din Shalo Yigala, is not a Kavachomer. He shouldn't go with the Golos. I'm not exactly sure what the Kavachomer is. It just seems to be restating the facts. But, okay. So the Gemara says, no, maybe there's a reason why the person who went to Golos leaves when the Kohen Gadol dies. Bildilma haide Gola ikaprale. Because the guy who went into Golos and then the Kohen Gadol dies, he got some kapara by being in the Ir Miklat. But vaha lo, the low Gola, lo. But this guy who got convicted and the Kohen Gadol dies before he goes to Ir Miklat, he never went to Ir Miklat, so there was no kapara. So maybe he shouldn't go free with this Kohen Gadol's Misa. The Gemara answers, interesting answer, he says, midi Golos kamechapra? Is it the Golos that causes the kapara? It's Misas Kohen who demichapra. It's the death of the Kohen that's the cause of the kapara, which is very interesting because and Tosos points it out because we said on Daf Beis, right? Tosos says, "Why? How does the Gemara say here that the kapara is only by the Misa of the Kohen, not the Golos itself?" Right, on Daf Beis, the basis of Gemara that there was a svara to michayed edim zomim Golos, right? In order that they should get kapara on their avodah. That they should send them to the Kapara. Right, we said, oh, these Adam Zomim should also get Golos, so they can get Kapara. Their Kapara would be to go to Golos, which the Gemara seems to indicate that it's actually going into the Ir Miklat. That's the Kapara. And here the Gemara is saying, no, it's the Kapara. So I say maybe the Kapara is completed by the death of the Kohen Gadol.
Because it says that the proof is whether it's one Azal many years, or for the single day.
Right. So he's saying that, but that's Tosfos saying also that it's not. There's no sentence. There's no time limit to the sentence. It's just whatever the calling on the Lord. It could be a year. It could be 40 years. So he's saying that that's indicative of the fact
that the misa is.
The Misa is the Kapara. So I don't know. I think the Misa is just, I think the Misa is the get out of free jail card. And the Kapara is whatever following the halacha is. Right. That's exactly what Tosa says. He said, Tosa says, Midi Golos Mechabas Misa Kaparas. Perish Miftere Gemara. It's the last three lines of Tosos. Right? He says, Perish Miftere Megolos Harefu Logol El Yom Echad Umesa Kohen Gadol Hu Choser. Vilo Lomes Kohen Gadol Afilo Lishar Sham Zamaruba in Yotze. Korka Kaparas O Misa Kohen Tuya. I don't know if the kapara is tluya in the misa. It's the freedom is tluya on the misa.
But it okay. Also says misas on shel tzaddikim lechaperes in Malikah.
Okay, what does that mean for us?
What does the kapara mean?
What does the kapara mean by that?
That the kapara of the tzaddik, which is a kohen gadol, exemplifies that.
I don't understand how that works, but if the tzaddik dies, the guy doesn't leave your mikla. It's something totally different. It's more. Right. That's
it's
more.
It's a similar concept.
But there's no legal ramifications to Mitzvah Tzaddikim Mechaperes. It doesn't legally affect anything. We're talking here about a legal ramification. The guy actually leaves Yer Miklat. He gets out of jail. I think it's very different. I've done it before and I'll do it again. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Okay. Mishnah says, Im Ad Shelo Nigmar Dino. Sifta is a different story. Okay. Im Ad Shelo Nigmar Dino. If... Right. Also, they said before that he goes to Eir Mikla just to protect himself from the Gaol Adam.
The guy goes inside there as he's going, walks into the door, carrying God will die.
He walks out. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's kapara for what? What's the kapara?
Yes.
That doesn't answer the question.
We don't understand.
We understand
the concept.
Right. So I don't think. That's why I'm.
Okay. You don't understand.
Okay, let's go. We have 3 minutes. We know any music. So actually, the Gmardino, if the Kohen Gadol dies and they appoint somebody else, and then he has the Gmardin, meaning if there is a Kohen Gadol, even though it's a second Kohen Gadol, he still goes out when that one dies. We know immediately. Amar Kana, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "V'yashav ba'al Moshe kaKohen Gadol asher masach osho b'shemen amishcha dechihu Moshecho." What does it mean? Asher masach osho, that he appointed him. The killer didn't appoint him. Masach osho. Ella zeshe nimshach b'yomav. Anyone who was nimshach during his days. So the Gemara then says, why is the whole thing tluya, again the same back, why is the whole thing tluya on whether or not the Kohen Gadol dies? Mahavale lemevet. What could the Kohen Gadol have done? So the Gemara says, Hayelo levakesh rachamim sheyig mardino l'schus lo bikesh. He should have davened this new, in other words, the first Kohen Gadol was the one who was in charge and should have davened to prevent the killing. The second guy who comes in now, the killing already took place. What should he have done? He should have davened to bikesh rachamim that his nigmar dino l'schus, that he wouldn't be convicted. The low bikesh. What do you mean wouldn't be convicted? He did it already. Okay. So Amar Abayi, I don't.
That's not one of the things the Kohen Gadol asked for.
Right. So Amar Abayi Naktinon, we see nigmar dino, if he was nigmar dino to go to Eir Miklat v'meis and he dies prior to going to Eir Miklat, molichanas hatzmos l'sham. So you bury him in the Eir Miklat. The pasuk says, Lashuv asheres ba'aretz ad mosa kohen. He should return to sit in the land. Ezu yeshiva shiva aretz. What sitting is in the land? Have his omes aklura. So he gets buried there also. Tana, we learn in the Braisa, meis kodem shemeis kohen gadol. If the person, the killer, dies before the kohen gadol dies, molichin es hatzmosav al kivrei avosav. You move, then. Did I miss it? Meis kodem shemeis kohen gadol. So they buried him in the Eir Miklat, and then the kohen gadol dies. I think it is. So then, after the Kohen Gadol dies, you can reinterne his bones into Kibrei Avosav. The pasuk says, "Va'acharei Moshe Kohen Gadol Yashuv Harotzeach Eretz Achuzaso." That after the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rotzeach will return to Eretz Achuzaso. It's the same limud. Ezu Yeshiva Shiva Aretz. What Yeshiva is in the Aretz? Have Omer Zekfura. So if the guy dies and is buried in the Eir Miklat, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, then you reinterne his bones from the Eir Miklat to Stei Achuzasav. Okay, we'll stop here.